Boys track season is in the air, and the Audubon Wheelers are flying through the air already this season. These athletes have continued not only to work hard throughout these first few weeks, but it goes all the way back to training in the summer to reach their goals. Head coach Tony Conkler has seen his athletes take a step up already in the indoor meets this season.
I think it's what the kids have done beginning last summer. We had really good attendance in the weight room. We had beaten agility all summer long. Kids had an opportunity to be able to lift weights in during school this year, and there's some speed and agility that goes along with that. And I think it's just a little bit more determination. What I've seen from the kids is they're really putting in a lot of effort at track, and I know they've got some pretty lofty goals this year.
Looking inside at the Wheelers' training, they have been working on more speed endurance exercises to help prepare their bodies for more agility and long-distance work coming in the later weeks. These mid-distance workouts will help to push athletes to the top of their game, including sprinter Aaron Olson, who is already seeing the training pay off.
You know, last year focused on speed, this year maybe a little more speed endurance. Even for Aaron that's going to run the 100, I felt like he was going to do really good at the indoor meet, and he did, just because he's so strong in that first 40, 50 meters. But boy, watching him last Thursday in that 60, he was still looking good at the 60-meter mark. So I think some of the mid-distance stuff is going to help him. Training has been a little more focused on kind of that 400 mark.
Audubon features a lot of top athletes, including Ezekiel Elliott, Mason Steckler, Brody Schultes, Adam Obrecht, Carson Wessel, and a number of throwers who will make an impact in meets this year.
Ezekiel, you know, last year he ran short of 56 seconds. He was 53 flat the other day. Mason Steckler, we didn't have him a lot last year due to injury. He's a kid that's got a lot of speed. He adds a lot to our shuttle hurdle team. Brody Schultes is come in really good shape. He's got a lot of motivation. He's got some expectations to live up to with his sister and his brother being good track athletes. Adam Obrecht, he's finding some reps in the 4x4. He looks really, really good. Carson Wessel, he's another one pushing the pace. So hopefully we can find a place for him to be successful. And then as far as throws, I have a ton of throwers out this year.
On Friday, the Wheelers will be traveling to Buena Vista University to run in the 200-meter indoor track to help for Tuesday's early bird scrimmage meet with a number of regional teams.
Really, my expectations Friday are just to get kids on the track, give them an opportunity to compete. Next Tuesday, we're going to have a scrimmage with a few teams. We haven't totally got that hammered out, but I think it was really nice. There's some years we haven't gotten our kids on the track to compete until our early bird at the end of March. So I think it's been nice to give them opportunities before that point.
Audubon travels to Storm Lake this Friday for the indoor meet, with the field events starting at 3:30 p.m. and the track events launching off at 4. I'm Zach Collins reporting.